So we continue the confession, the second chapter of the Bodhichaya Avatara, and we continue with the feeling of regret for the negative things that I've done, and it is stanza number 32. Here Shantideva says, "It may be that my death will come to me before my evil has been cleansed. How then can I be freed from it? I pray you quickly grant me your protection." So all these negative things that I have done in the past, if I do not purify them, then I will have to carry the consequences of those actions. And all the negative things that I cling to, or I hold on in myself, then if I don't let go of them, if I don't get rid of them, they will be there and they will bring me lots of problems and pain and suffering. So I need to get rid of them. I need to get rid of them when I am able to get rid of them, when I am aware of them, when I can do something about them, which will be now, this life. But there is no certainty to this life, so therefore it is possible that I could die before I can purify myself. So therefore I need to do it quickly. I need to as soon as possible get rid of all the negative things, regret at them, purify them, replace them with positive habitual tendencies, positive emotions, positive karma. So therefore I pray to all the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas to help me to get this purification done. "We cannot trust the wanton lord of death. The task complete or still to do, he will not wait. In health or sickness, therefore, none of us can trust our fleeting momentary lives." So it's a reminder of the impermanence, that we cannot say that I will definitely not die today or this year or things like that. When the Lord of Death or the death will come, I cannot say that I have not finished my work, I have not finished this project, I'm too young, or I have lots of things to do. Even when I am in health, I can die also. If I am sick, I can die also. So therefore, this life is a fleeting, changing, always impermanent thing. It's a momentary thing. So therefore, I must understand this, and I must get rid of my negative things as quickly as possible. "And we must pass away forsaking all, but I, devoid of understanding, have forsake a friend and few alike, provoked and brought about so many wrongs." And I must pass away, I must die, and when I die, there's nothing I can carry with me. I cannot carry with me the wealth, I cannot carry with me the people around me, the loved ones, I cannot carry with me my name, my fame, my popularity, nothing I can carry with me. But without understanding this, I've done so many things, I've done so many bad things, so many negative things. Some of them for myself, some of them for my friends, some of them for my enemies. In order to help, or because of my attachment, or because of my wanting to help, and through that I did some not nice things, not ethical things, not good things that harmed other people, in order to, you know, because I don't like my enemies, I hate my enemies, I hold to somebody or some people or some thing as my enemies, and I try to harm them, not knowing that all these things, the life itself is a momentary thing. So therefore, I've done lots of negative things. But all my views will cease to be, and all my friends will cease to be, and I will also cease to be, and likewise everything will cease to be. But what I did not realize, what I do not realize, is my enemies are also, you know, temporary, momentary. They cease to be, they pass on, they are also impermanent and momentary. My friends are also same way, they cease to be, they are, they pass on, they're temporary, and I am also like this. And not only that, but my enemies does not necessarily always remain my enemies. My enemies can also become my friends if I try to make it in a skillful way. I could make my, you know, enemies into my friends also, and then they cease to be enemies. So if I do lots of negative things and bad things for this life, because all the negative things that I do now, I do it for my this life. I can't do it for all lives to come or for next lives. So therefore, it's useless to do negative things for this life, because this life is so, you know, so temporary and so transient. So therefore, you know, I have to do something in this life that when I am dying, I should feel that I have done nothing really too much wrong, and I can look back and say that whatever the life I have lived, I did it in the best way I could, and I have done something that's positive and that's, you know, good. Not that I have done so many bad things forever, whoever it may be. And all that I possess and use is like the fleeting vision of a dream. It fades into the realm of memory, and fading will be seen no more. Because if I did something negative, something harmful, something not good, this, you know, all, you know, what I have done, all the things that I have achieved or I have thought to have achieved through these negative deeds, are like dreams. What I did yesterday is like a dream to me now. It's gone, and it's only in my memory. There's nothing else. So therefore, these things, if I've harmed my enemies, if I've done something that's really kind of wrong and negative, what if I had hated, if I had, you know, done two kind of very, you know, negative emotions and negative actions, all these things is no use, because they are gone. And once they are gone, then only the negative effect of those actions and emotions remain with me. And even in the brief course of this present life, so many friends and views have passed away, because of whom the evils I have done still lie unbearable before me. What really remains is these actions that I have done, their effects. If I have done very bad actions, cruel actions, you know, harmful actions, then that remains with me, because they give a very strong impression on myself, their reactions or their kind of imprints are still on me, and that therefore the effects of those actions only I have to carry and nobody else will carry them. Never halting night or day, no. The thought came never to my mind that I too am a brief and passing thing. And so through hatred, lust and ignorance, I've committed many sins. Now, the word sin, in this translation, the word sin is used. Usually, many Buddhist translators do not want to use the word sin. They want to use like negative deed or unvirtuous deed or something like that, because sometimes translators feel that sin is a too strong word, like it is kind of thoroughly kind of damning and, you know, kind of more permanent. From Buddhist point of view, whatever negative deeds you have done, it can be purified. There's no negative deed that cannot be purified. So therefore, they don't use the word sin too much. But what it means here is that I am a very kind of a momentary thing. I'm here for a brief moment. The life in one way is long, but in another way, if you look deeply, it's very short. So, in this short life, because of my negative emotions like hatred, lust, and ignorance, I do lots of, you know, things that is with my body, speech, and mind, which is very negative, which is very unjust, which is very harmful. So I should not do that. I you know, if I have done it now, I must kind of purify them. I must not keep them. I must forgive. I must, you know, promise not to do that again and do something more positive, because the only way to get rid of the impacts of a negative deed is to do positive things, so that my kind of impact of these negative things in me is changed to positive. Never halting night or day, my life drains constantly away, and from no other source does increase come. How can there not be death for such as me? So I am impermanent, and every day, every night, I am nearing to my death. So therefore, my life is like like a pond where there's no water coming in, but always going out. It is going. It's bound to be empty soon. So therefore, you know, my life can only kind of drain and go away, but there's no way some increase coming in. So therefore, you know, that is certainly coming to me. There I will be prostrate upon my bed, and all around my family and friends, but I alone shall be the one to feel the cutting of the thread of life. This situation will happen to everybody, and it will happen to me also. I will be lying in my deathbed, and all my family and friends will be, you know, kind of around me, unhappy, mourning, trying to help, but they cannot do anything. It's me and me alone who is going through the cutting, the thread of life. That means I'm only dying, and there's nothing who can help in this. And when the heralds of the deadly king have grabbed me, What help to me will be my friends and kin. And then life's virtue is my one defense. And this, alas, is what I shrugged away. At that time, when I'm dying, then what helps? What really helps? Nobody can help me. My friends, my family, they cannot do much to help me. If there is one thing that can really help me, is my good karma. And that if I have done something to prepare for my death, if I am done lots of positive deeds, I have gained lots of virtue, I have understood and experienced some wisdom and accumulated some wisdom and compassion, and that I have some confidence in knowing what's going to happen to me, and that I don't need to be afraid of the situation, that only can help me. And that kind of positive deed, or that kind of practice, or that kind of preparation, alas, I have never done. So therefore, it is very important that I should try to work on my preparations for the death, to really, you know, do something so that, you know, even if the death comes, there's no problem, there's no fear, I'm prepared. And when that comes, then you can say that I have purified myself. O protectors, I, so little heeding, hardly guessed at horror such as this, and all for this brief transient existence, I've done so many evil things. So when I'm on my deathbed and look back at the life, I would feel that it was a very short time, a very short moment. And then if I look back and see, what are the things that I've done in my life? Did I do something that's really useful, that's really worthwhile, that's really, you know, kind of giving me some confidence, some fearlessness, some kind of thing that I can hold on to at this moment? Then if I find something like that, then I can be without horror, without fear. But if I haven't done that, then there's nothing to help me to get through this horror of dying, which and this in this brief life, when I remember that I've wasted by doing so many negative things, that then it's very sad. This is 43 stanza. The day they take him to the scaffold, where they will tear off his limbs, a man is changed, transfigured by his fear. His mouth is dry, his eyes start from his brow. It is kind of an example. If somebody is kind of sentenced to death, then he's, you know, being taken to the scaffold to be hanged. And then what kind of a situation this man will be? All the kind of, with so much fear, you know, he would each step he makes is kind of towards his death, and he's be totally frightened and in a very sad and negative, you know, state of being. So no need to say how stricken I shall be when overcome and sick with dreadful fear. And when I die, it should not be like that. I could also be like that if I don't purify myself, if I don't discontinue my negative deeds, if I don't do something really positive now I could also be like that. So therefore, I don't need this. I have no need to say how stricken I shall be when overcome and sick with dreadful fear. I am seized by forms so horrible to see, the frightful servants of the Lord of Death. So this kind of, you can die in a very kind of a fearful and a very negative way. We can die in a very peaceful and a positive way. How we die depends on what kind of life we led, in a way. So therefore, you know, it is now we have to decide what kind of life we have to lead. That when the time comes for death, I should be very frightened, I should be full of remorse, you know, full of kind of regrets and very frightened, or I should be peaceful, feel very encouraged, feel very, you know, very light and ready, because I've spent this life in as positive way as possible, and I've gained some confidence on how to go beyond also. Who can give me safe protection from this horrible horror? Who can give me safe protection from this horror, from this frightful dead? And then I will search the four directions, seeking help with panic-stricken eyes. At that time, I could be doing this. I can give myself, who can give, who can protect me from this, you know, dreadful kind of frightening state. And then I would search and I would try to find help everywhere. But I would not find any help at that time, because only help that I can give is by myself. But in those four directions, no protection shall I find, and I shall sink into despairing woe. No refuge will there be for me. At such a time, what shall I do? So, if I have not done anything now, if I have not purified myself, if I have not, you know, accumulated some positive deeds, if I have not done some training so that I kind of can have confidence to die in the proper way, and then at that time there will be no protection from anywhere. So therefore, you know, I will not find any refuge there. I will have to go in the most kind of horrible and despairing state. That I should not do. So therefore, by understanding, by knowing what terrible, what negative state of kind of situation I shall be if I do not do something positive now, and if I do not get rid of my negative deeds or purify my negative deeds or confess my negative deeds, then I should do now what, you know, is most useful and what is most beneficial for me in the future, for my, you know, death, for my next life, and for all the times to come, that in what way I can help myself the best, I can help other people the best. Those kind of situations and methods I have to find, and I have to work on it at this very moment. So this is the end of the section of regret. That's stanza number 46. Now this is this regret is important, but guilt is not a very good thing, because regret is to recognize the negative deeds as negative deeds. Negative emotions as negative emotions, what actions that is causing pain and problem for ourselves, that we recognize them, and then we choose to not to do that. We choose to get rid of them. We choose to not cling to them. That's regret. Guilt is, I kind of wrongly see myself identified as something bad. And so therefore, I am bad. And I'm the sinner. I've done wrong. I'm finished. So that's not the situation. That's not the right way to see, because that's not the condition. That's not the situation. That's not the proper way of being. Because what, however much negative deeds that I have done with ignorance and with, you know, the negative emotions overpowering me, I can always, you know, purify them. I can always change. I can always, train myself to do more positive and to be more positive and to feel more positive and to, you know, to react with more positively. So therefore, it's not necessary to feel guilty, but it is important to act and purify now. So this is the understanding. So thank you very much. And this is from Amsterdam in Raga's place. I hope the recording is clear enough, and thank you very much.